Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we continue our sermon series on peace. Last week, we talked about dealing with suffering and knowing that we have, as a matter of objective fact, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I want to focus on peace within. Three kinds of peace, right? Peace with God, peace within, peace with others. Because we have peace with God, we can now have peace in our own hearts, as Jesus told his disciples. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Jesus does not want his disciples to be stressed out, worried, or anxious. Jesus wants his disciples, you and I, to have peace inside our hearts, to not be troubled, to not be afraid. Now, this is easier said than done. We all worry and get stressed out. That's the easiest thing in the world. It's perfectly natural to do that. I said last week, fear is the baseline human emotion, and that's because of Genesis 3. We live in a fallen world, and we are all sinners who have contributed to this problem. Through our sin and the sin of the rest of humanity, we've created a dangerous, frightening, and deadly world that we live in. Fear is part of our life here on earth, and we all feel it, and sometimes it comes out as worry, anxiety, and stress. But Jesus doesn't want us to be controlled by fear, but by love. He doesn't want our hearts filled with anxiety, but with peace. How can we have peace within our own hearts? Well, Philippians chapter 4 tells us we need to change our focus. In order to stop worrying and have the peace of God that passes all understanding, we need to change our focus. We need to focus on God. First of all, focus on God and his help. Second of all, focus on the abundant blessings that God gives to us. And finally, focus on God's word. So let's start with number one, focus on God's help. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. When we get in a difficult or stressful situation, we tend to focus on ourselves, our own capabilities, our own ability to handle things. We quickly become overwhelmed, and the anxiety and the stress start to build. Philippians reminds us to take the focus off of ourselves and put it on God. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Or, as our closing hymn puts it today, take it to the Lord in prayer. Whatever it is, we might be anxious or stressed out, you have a choice. You can either worry about it, or you can pray about it. God invites us to ask for his help, to take everything to him in prayer. Some people might think, well, you know, Pastor, I haven't prayed for a long time. It doesn't seem right that once I get in a bad situation, I should turn to God then. Maybe God will be angry or upset that I only turn to him in times of trouble. Well, we don't have to worry about that. God encourages us in Psalm 50, verse 15, call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. We can talk to God anytime about anything. God always loves to hear from you, but he especially wants us to call on him in the day of trouble. When we are in over our head, when we feel absolutely overwhelmed, God wants us to pray and ask for his help. Why? Because God cares about you. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Of course, that's what Jesus does in our gospel lesson today. He tells us not to worry. And when Jesus says not to worry, he's not issuing a command. He's giving us an invitation. He's not condemning us. He's inviting us into a life of peace. He says the reason we don't need to worry is because of how valuable we are in God's eyes. Matthew 6:26 says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? The answer is so obvious. Jesus doesn't even answer the question. The answer is you are far more valuable, so much more valuable than birds or flowers. God takes care of them. Of course he's going to take care of you. In fact, you are so valuable in God's eyes, he sent his one and only son into this world to be your savior. You're so valuable that Jesus Christ, who is God the Son, gave his own life and shed his own blood so that you might be saved. Romans 8:32 says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Of course he will. That's what he does. Life is hard, and sometimes life is overwhelming, but you are not in this alone. God is right here with you. God is right by your side, and God loves you. God cares for you, and God will help you. Help will always be given to those who ask for it. Or, as we say in the hymn, take it to the Lord in prayer. God is here to help you. Focus on the help that comes from God through prayer. Number two, focus on God's abundant blessings. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Notice a couple words I didn't mention before. Paul says to present your requests with thanksgiving. It's a consistent encouragement all through the scriptures to give thanks to God, both in the Old Testament. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Psalm 118, verse 1. All the way through the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So God's will for you is for you to be happy, for you to be pray, and to be thankful, whatever the circumstance might be. In every circumstance, we should always remember the multitude of abundant blessings that God has given to us. If you want to change your attitude almost immediately, if you want to make your day better and make yourself a little happier, just start counting your blessings. Quit focusing on all the negative stuff. Quit focusing on everything you dislike and start focusing on the incredible blessings you've been blessed with. Instead of always asking, why does this always happen to me? Maybe you can start every sentence by saying, I am so blessed. You see, an attitude of gratitude changes everything. And we have so much to be thankful for. First of all, we have so many physical blessings to be thankful for. We have homes that are cool in the summer and warm in the winter. We have cars that take us almost anywhere we want to go. We have phones that enable us to talk to anyone, anywhere, about anything. And of course, don't forget one of the greatest blessings of all, a full refrigerator and a pantry that's stocked with Twinkies, cupcakes, and Doritos. See, we are incredibly blessed. God reminds us, James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. Every good and perfect gift is from your Father. Why? Why does he give you all this stuff? Well, Jesus told us why. Because he cares about you. You are worth so much to him. He provides you with all those physical blessings, but that's not the most important part. As great as our physical blessings are, the spiritual blessings we have are even greater. The Bible says that in Christ we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. We have every spiritual blessing in Christ, not 90% of them, not 95%. 100% of all the spiritual blessings are found in Christ, and they belong to you in baptism, up to and including the greatest blessing of all, eternal life. Through Jesus Christ. Through faith in Christ, we are given the gift of eternal life to live with God in heaven forever. That is the greatest gift ever given, which is why Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. We are so blessed. We have been blessed with the amazing, abundant physical and spiritual blessings that come from God. We have every reason to give thanks in any and every circumstance. In order to stop worrying and have the peace of God that passes all understanding, we need to change our focus. Focus on God and His help. Focus on the abundant blessings that God gives to us. And finally, number three, focus on God's Word. I think Paul gives some great practical advice in verse 8 that not only do we need to change the way we act, we need to change the way we think. We need to think tenerpla, T-N-R-P-L-A. That stands for, therefore, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. True, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, tenerpla, T-N-R-P-L-A. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, focus on that which is good. The world constantly feeds us with words of doubt and anger and fear. The world wants to constantly get us to focus on the negative. God wants us to think about the good things. In fact, God wants us to focus on the best things, that which is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. You might think, Pastor, if you find a TV show that's Tenerpla, let me know what channel it's on. I will. But I don't have a TV recommendation for you. I do have a book recommendation. There is one book that is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy in every way, in every word that it contains, and that is God's holy word, the Bible. The Bible is true. Jesus says in John 17:17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. The Bible is right. The word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. Psalm 33, verse 5. The word of God is pure. Psalm 12, verse 6 says, the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. And the Bible is, of course, excellent and praiseworthy. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. Psalm 19, verse 7. There is only one inspired, inerrant scripture. There is only one book that lives up to perfection, and that is God's holy word. That is powerful in its ability to change our attitude and to fill us with the peace that we're looking for. In a world full of stress, fear, and anxiety, God wants to give us peace, a peace that passes all understanding, a peace that comes when we change our focus from focusing on ourselves to focusing on God, focusing on His help that He gives us in prayer, focusing on His many abundant blessings, physical and spiritual, and focusing on God's true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable word, His true, right, and perfect word. Amen. Now, we close with Philippians 4, verse 7. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.